Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the live Christmas Eve edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we're going to go right back into your phone calls here. And then Julia has a story about yet another story where people have disrespected the government. But first, we go to O.J. O.J., who was on the line from Nebraska, looked like something happened to his connection, and so we invited him to call back. O.J., you're back on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi there.
All right. Well,
just in case I get cut off again, let me get right to the point.
Yes,
if you focus on the aspect of there not being a victim, that's harder to argue with, and it also...
I made that point, by the way. I'd like to point out that I did make that point during the trial they forced me to have. You know, I asked if there was a victim, and they said there was not. So they found me guilty anyway.
Yeah. And that taking that approach also provides you with one thing that the consent issue does not, and that is that the absence of a victim, that argument, cannot be used by someone who has committed an actual crime because there is a victim.
Absolutely. I probably could appeal this and have some success. It's just that I don't know anything about that process. I don't consent to the system, so I don't really want to use the process, and they're leaving me alone at this point. So at this point, I'm going to leave them alone for now, and then we will rematch later, I'm sure.
Yeah, it depends what you want to accomplish. If you're trying to affect change, it's going to take a long, long time.
Well, I don't know about that. Change isn't always something that takes a long time. In many cases, change can happen quite quickly and unexpectedly.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. This is something I'm in for the long term on. I mean, it's one of my lifelong goals is to achieve as much liberty as possible. And so, I mean, I've dedicated my professional career and a lot of my free time to doing stuff like this. So I'm with you. I mean, I'm absolutely on board for the long term and bringing people to the message of liberty, helping them understand what it's about, helping them apply the principles of non-aggression in their own life, and helping them expand to bring other people into the fold so we can achieve liberty in our lifetime. So I'm with you there. You know, it's a great point to make. I did make that point, and it didn't save me from a jail cell. So all that said, I think it might work on an appeal. That's a possibility. But then again, I'm no legal expert.
Let me ask you, do you have other callers on the line?
We do, but if you want to make another point, you may.
Okay, just one thing.
Yeah.
From my perspective, I think where things went wrong with the justice system was when they started going beyond actual crimes, actual harm to people.
Absolutely.
And started trying to prevent these things from happening.
Yeah, I don't know when that was, but you're right. I mean, as soon as they went and created a law that involved no victim, I think you're right. And as soon as people accepted that, as soon as people bowed down before the supposed authority of the state people and just and did as they were told to do. So it's everybody's fault. I mean, it's all our fault for being so damn obedient this whole time. If more people were like those Santas in Tempe, Arizona, doing civil disobedience, the state wouldn't be able to handle it.
I think it's important to recognize and acknowledge the intent of the people that have done that. And I'm talking about in seeking to prevent harm. While you have to acknowledge that, but you also have to point out that it's counterproductive. Right? We've reached a point where probably about 90% of what cops do, and I am one, I called once before.
Ah, great.
We're basically one big department of pre-crime, just like in the movie Minority Report, except without the psychics. We focus on things that have been made illegal with the intent to prevent the actual crimes that may come of those actions. Case in point, speeding. There's a very good reason for speeding to be illegal, if you look at it through that particular prism. And that is that the faster that you're going, the more you will travel, the more distance you will travel in the reaction time that you have, and the more likely it is that an accident will occur and that some harm will result.
That is true. You're correct.
But that's leaving out, it's a mistake to just set a cookie cutter speed limit.
Because
reaction times vary.
Well, and it also presumes that the speeding is in some way dangerous. I mean, yes, it's dangerous if you're riding somebody's butt and you start, if you're going 70 and you're driving 5 feet behind somebody, you are in serious danger. But if you're going 70 and there's nobody around, then it's not that dangerous.
Then you're probably the only one in danger if things go wrong.
Yeah.
But my point is more that they're trying to accomplish the best for everybody instead of leaving it up to the individual.
Sure, and when they do that, they can't. They can't because one size doesn't fit all.
Either fail on their own merits, and there's something occasionally to be said for failure.
Yeah, and one size does not fit all. You're correct, and that's what the law attempts to do. Is it attempts to force one size fits all solutions on every single individual, on every single circumstance, every single place, and even as they try to expand the law to include differing circumstances, they can never possibly catch up to reality, which includes an infinite set of circumstances and possibilities. And so it's one of the reasons why the laws continue to become more voluminous over time, as they see, oh well, we didn't have that before, so we've got to write this down, and we got to write this circumstance down and this circumstance down, and it's just awful. And it ends up being what it is, and that is it's an enforcement opportunity for revenue. I mean, you know it and I know it, right, OJ?
Yep.
Thanks for the call tonight. If you're still there.
I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, including Tom, who would have me sorted out. Everybody have a good one.
Thank you, OJ. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Since we're talking...
Well, I was going to say just a little more on what he said, this sort of safety society. I don't even know what to really call it, but I feel like there are a lot of people out there who believe that somehow it is their job to make sure that nobody ever gets hurt or dies, you know? And I'm sorry, but people
every
get
life
hurt
is precious.
And people die, and really it's nobody's responsibility but your own to protect your own life.
But they don't believe that you can have that responsibility.
Right, and that's what's insulting about it.
It is. And if you believe you have the responsibility, you can't just opt out of their little system.
Yeah. So it just and government really uses this fear of, people, oh, my God, I might hurt. You could hurt yourself. I don't want people doing this. They might hurt themselves. They really use that as a revenue source against us.
Not only is it a revenue source, but they also use it to kind of play off the fears of other people. When you've programmed everybody to be so afraid of little things like speeding, and then you point to somebody who's been speeding to say, see, this person should be punished. A lot of people will go along with it. They'll say, yeah, how dare you speed? You're putting people in danger and blah, blah, blah. They'll just sort of spout off the line that they've been trained. When they themselves speed, I mean, they probably have sped, and so they're just feeling indignant because somebody's speeding and getting away with it or something.
I feel like when I am trying not to speed purposely, and I've constantly got my eyes on the speedometer, that's a lot more dangerous.
I'd say.
I feel like when I'm like riding the gas, I'm like, oh, because, if
I'm driving looking in the mirror for a cop.
Right. I'm driving through a speed trap, right? Some place I know where there's cops that hide and stuff. I'm like, okay, am I going 35? I think I'm going through, heading up to 40, better slow down. I'm just constantly taking my eyes off the road and looking at the speedometer to make sure I'm not going to get a ticket.
Yeah, and that's why. It's because you don't want to pay $75 or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be a lot more safe for me to just keep my eyes on the road.
And go with the flow of traffic.
Exactly.
And keep an eye on the people around you to make sure they're not doing anything crazy, because as you're looking down at that speedometer, I mean, we talked, OJ was talking about the reaction time. Well, that's reaction time when your eyes are on the road. When reaction time when your eyes are on the speedometer is even slower.
Or in the mirror, I watch my mirror, my back mirror, because I want to know if there are police officers behind me, because I'm
scared
of getting pulled over.
Yeah. I would love to see a poll done with Americans asking them the question of, how do you feel when you have a police car behind you without their lights on? How do you feel about it?
My heart sinks.
Yeah. And when they turn their lights on, how do you feel then?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. I wonder what percentage of Americans would say, I feel protected and served. What percentage?
Why, hello, officer. Top of the morning to you.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free this live Christmas Eve edition of the show, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com, and some of those features include updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charge-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat their customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Dan in Indianapolis, or rather Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, from Indiana. Did you say Indianapolis?
I did, accidentally.
Like that. Well, season's beatings from Southwest Indiana, the home of the unfree and the land of
the
slave or something like that.
Aren't we all?
Oh, boy. I got a story to tell you. I don't know if you'd heard about it. Your call screener said that he didn't. David Spade, that, well, it rhymes with heinous, what he's done. Mm-hmm. He decided he was going to give a, it's on the, it's spelled F-O-X. I think it's pronounced Schmucks News.
Okay.
Huh? Gotcha?
I'm listening.
He decided to donate $100,000 to the Phoenix Police Department.
Ew!
Because they were crying, oh, we need money to buy high-powered rifles to defend the city from the growing influence of Mexican drug cartels.
Oh, my gosh.
Little nasty little cartels. Yeah, he got the idea from seeing a story on Schmucks News. And they said he called asking to donate to the rifle program because
gross.
They were outgunned and desperate for more firepower. Wanted to buy them the semi-automatics. He said he's going to buy them. Let's see. Police Chief Jack Harris says that they're going. He's thrilled to any that they were able to accept the money, and they're going to put 50 AR-15 rifles.
Wow!
Yeah.
What a sicko! Wow! I always thought that the Hollywood people always considered themselves progressive. That doesn't sound very progressive.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that David Spade is a jerkweed. I mean, I don't
know. Yeah.
And he's always been a smart aleck. I never liked it. I mean, you know me. I'm pretty libertarian,
actually.
Pretty freedom oriented. And I want to tell you, while I'm on the subject of libertarian, I own it.
Yes, sir.
You own it too.
Own what?
Libertarian.
What? I don't understand.
Well, you said before that you called yourself, and I refer to myself also as a voluntarist and free market capitalist and
mm-hmm.
and all that. And I'm kind of I'm pretty anarchist and stuff. Thanks to you. The thing is that, you know, you said you don't call yourself libertarian because the Libertarian Party, da-da-da-da. Well, here's the thing. Libertarian Party didn't earn that. You might want to think about that.
Yeah, but you got to understand. I mean, I know where you're coming from. You're saying that we own the word as much as anybody else owns the word, and I'm with you to that extent.
Okay.
But I also understand that perception is reality, and
mm-hmm.
anybody that's paying attention to – I mean, first of all, most people don't know what libertarian is, so that's a good thing, I guess. But of those that have heard the word, many associate it with the Libertarian Party, and
yeah.
there's no undoing damage like that. And I suppose it's possible that you could work to undo that, but man, it seems like a lot of work. Whereas nobody has yet taken the mantle of free marketeer or voluntarist and destroyed that particular term. So I feel much more comfortable going with something that people don't have any preconceived notions about. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense to me and everything. I suppose, but I don't know. I look at it as though they did not earn it. They might have at one time maybe earned it. You know, back when the Libertarian Party was libertarian.
Well, they don't own the word, Dan, but they have destroyed its common understanding. I mean, as uncommon as it might be, that whatever that people think about libertarian, they think of the Libertarian Party, and I just don't want people to confuse me with them. I'm not not a member of the Libertarian Party. I withdrew my membership. I quit.
Yeah, me too.
And well, good. I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you called.
I mean, they'll get money from me when they start being libertarian again, but I ain't holding my breath till that happens.
Yeah, I'm not even paying enough attention.
Yeah, I haven't paid dues in a long, long time.
All I hear is that they've been apparently the latest story out of the Libertarian Party is they've been trying to cleanse their ranks of the principal people on the Libertarian National Committee. So they're in no way making any sort of turnaround. They're continuing to go down the path to Liberty Light or Conservative Light or whatever. I thank you, Dan, for the call tonight. Good hearing from you, and happy holidays. 800-259-9231. So another reason to dislike actor David Spade. I don't really know much about David Spade, but I know he's a bad guy now.
Is he a blonde?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of which one David Spade
He's
is.
He's one of those supposed funny guys. Yeah, he did a lot of movies with Chris Farley.
Yeah, yeah, that's him.
So we continue here with G calling from New York. G, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, G. G going once. G in New York. Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, lady and gentlemen.
Indeed, sir. Go ahead.
First, I want to talk about the police, especially since that officer just called. But before that, I just want to say, you know, most of the welfare states, you know, you were talking about they get more tax dollars than they put in.
Yes.
Those are red states, and if they seceded, their economies would collapse.
Interesting. So California was not one of them then, right?
I'm not sure. I doubt it because, you know, they have ports and everything. But, yeah. You know, they're mostly Midwestern states, you know, with all these so-called rebels that don't pay taxes.
Well, I don't know if their economies would collapse, but if they seceded, I mean, they would at least then be in charge of their own destiny for once, which would be kind of nice.
Yeah, but, I mean, who's going to pay the sheriff? Who's paying the governor? Who's building the roads?
Well,
who's paying the postmaster? I mean, it's not like in New Hampshire where you are because you're still on the east and you have, like, relatively affluent people who pay taxes, but I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk let's go back to that police thing.
Sure.
You said, do you feel safe? I definitely don't feel safe because I've been arrested 10 times.
Oh, my gosh.
For nothing. And, like, the last time I got arrested, you know, the police and the judge and the lawyer said, we apologize to you on behalf of the state of New York. This is a waste of taxpayer resources. You know,
what was it for?
I put my feet up on the subway train because I was thinking. It was an empty train in the middle of the afternoon. And this cop, she pulls me off the train and, you know, is like, you know, give me your ID, whatever.
I swear everything is illegal in New York City. Can you do anything in New York City?
Because the cops don't know the law. They just do whatever they feel like doing.
Oh, yeah. How could they? I mean, they don't even know the law in New Hampshire, where there are a lot less laws. I'll tell you that. They don't know the law here, and they, you know, they make it up as they go along. Now, some of them make it their hobby to learn as much of it as they can. But man, I mean, a place like New York City, you can't even know the housing code there. You can't know anything as far as the law. It's so huge. 15 million people. There's a lot of damn government in New York City to know their laws.
There's only 8 million people here, but that's still too much for you know.
Doesn't it jump up to 15 during the daytime?
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. You count all the commuters from Connecticut, New Jersey.
Well, there's over 300,000 government bureaucrats there. That much I know.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny, right, is, you know, see, I'm 6'5", now I have dreadlocks, right, so I have to carry official ID even if I'm just going across the street to the store. You know what I mean? Because they'll arrest you if you don't have ID. So I got the real ID, you know, the new one, that's the United States passport card.
Really?
That even says State Department on it. It has RFID chip and everything.
Hey, Gene, I want to bring you back, all right? I'm going to bring you back for more.
Okay.
You've had real encounters there with the police. You know what it's like to be there in New York City and encounter this insanity that is the bureaucracy there. 800-259-9231. More coming up with G and your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. You can bring up anything just by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam edition of the program, all available free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we go back to G in Brooklyn, G, who's been arrested 10 times there in New York City.
I'm still here. I've been arrested 10 times in 5 different states at least.
Oh, okay. 5 states.
Yeah,
okay.
Because, you know, I'm 6'5 with dreadlocks. I don't even dress like a thug, but, you know, these police are crazy. You know, they think I'm a drug dealer and they have an easy collar.
Right. Well, yeah.
I'm an outstanding citizen, so they have to let me go after a while.
If I can go out on a limb here, G, it sounds like you might also be black as well, which certainly doesn't help in a lot of places.
Yeah, exactly. Like, one time I was in New Jersey, right, they held me on the ground for an hour at gunpoint and then said, oh, we're sorry, you can go home now. They said you fit the description of some armed robber.
That doesn't make it right. Saying I'm sorry is not good enough. Now, look, if you hurt somebody's feelings, that's one thing. Saying you're sorry, you know, the person whose feelings you hurt might not feel as though they're completely made good because you said you're sorry, but at least it's something. But when you draw a gun on somebody and you destroy their freedom and you take their liberty away and, you know, you put them in handcuffs, put them in a cage, and then you let them them out and say, "Whoops," then that doesn't help.
How do you think these cops would feel if somebody did that to them?
If somebody imprisoned them?
Or even just held them at gunpoint on the ground for an hour, or threw them into, they put me in the tombs that night, right? The other time I'm talking about on a train.
Mm-hmm.
The tombs is the main jail in New York where it's like under. You know how they have those shows about all the law shows in New York?
Yeah.
The tombs is the one under that. They call it the tombs because there's all these levels underground. There's like 30
wow.
people in one cell, and you're all sleeping on the floor, like right next
Gosh.
To each other.
It's awful, and it's...
Yeah, and they let me out the next day and said, "Oh, we apologize."
Right.
What if you did that to a cop? How would he feel?
They would be livid. I mean, he would go to his buddies and they'd round themselves up some weapons and they would go out and they would hunt you down until you were dead. I mean, that's what happens when a cop gets shot. It's like everything stops. Every single cop comes from out of the woodwork. And I'm this is when they get shot. Anything that happens to a cop, the cops get so upset about it because they believe they're better people than the rest of us. I mean, I'm making general statements here. Some cops are good guys. I know that. I'm talking about the bad ones in there. Plenty
I'll
of
tell
them.
You right now, most cops are bad guys.
I agree with that statement.
Only a few of them are good guys. Most of them are, just basically tough. And I'll tell you this, right, because a cop actually told me this. When they arrested me this last time, when they took me to the tombs, like while they were processing me, there was another cop there, and he was like, "Man, I'll tell you right now, there's a whole bunch of kids coming back from Iraq, and they can't get any other jobs except being police.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get a lot worse," because he was like, they're shell-shocked and all that because they've been, shooting women and children, and they're crazy now. So now they're policing on the streets of New York. And he said, "Man, I have 17 months to retirement, and that cannot come fast enough."
Wow, that's amazing.
It's funny because the two times I've been arrested, something similar happened where the cop that was, fingerprinting me, I was alone with them, and they said, "Man, what goes on here is not right, essentially, and I'm retiring soon, and I can't wait to get away from these people."
Well, you know what the problem is there? Of course, all the good guys are being driven out of the business.
Yep.
I mean, as the bad guys keep coming in and the bad guys keep getting promoted, the good guys get fed up, and they throw in the towel, and they leave. So eventually, over time, the police force continues to degenerate.
That's why I really...
It's going to be a lot worse, exactly like he said. He's been on the force for, like 20-plus years.
He knows. He's on the inside. He's not just speculating.
Well,
yeah,
that's
it's not
why
just
I think...
a few of them. It's most of them, and there's going to be more and more. And I'll tell you, too, man, when I see... Because I live in Brooklyn right near the precinct,
mm-hmm.
and I'm glad I do because, I live in a family neighborhood. I walk out my house. I don't want to get robbed, right? I see a cop on the corner. I say, "Hey, sir, hey, ma'am, good day, whatever." We smile at each other. I keep going. But sometimes you're some places, especially in the middle of the night, you don't know what might happen.
There's no doubt about it.
I'm more afraid of the cops than I am of criminals on the streets.
Me too.
I'll tell you what, they are the criminals on the streets. They're the criminals that get away with it. I mean, they're almost completely immune to anything. I mean, with the exception of the occasional internal affairs of investigation that'll, from time to time catch one of the few or one of the many bad guys. For the most part, they are just common criminals who have managed to acquire a badge, and they know that means it's a pass that allows them to get away with abuse. Using people, and they get away with it over and over again because the fact is they know their friends are criminals in the department, and they all go to protect. They all will protect one another, and the good guys that might know differently are too damn scared to say anything about it. I mean, can you imagine if you were a cop, and that you were surrounded like the guy that you were talking to, and you were surrounded by corruption? You're surrounded by corruption that rises through the ranks, goes all the way up to the top, and you see what's going on behind the scenes. You know what the truth is. You wouldn't want to do anything about it. These guys are going to come and kill your wife or firebomb your house or do something terrible to you if you were to run up against their little their boys club.
Hey, he must take 5 showers every day, I bet you, man.
Just because he feels so dirty? Thank you,
just being around.
Thank you for the call, man. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. And as an example that the corruption rises through the ranks, you don't have to go any farther. And I mean, you can talk to the good cops. When you talk to the good cops, that's what they'll tell you. They'll tell you that if you're a bad guy, you get promoted. So you can imagine the bad guys are all the way up to the top. And, in fact, in Sheriff Arpaio's regime, that's obviously the case. This is probably one of the most obviously well-known corrupt government people, sheriffs, in the entirety of America. According to Manuel Laura over at LouRockwell.com, what a petty little tyrant Arpaio has become, not happy with a television show to promote his style of domination. That's right, Sheriff Joe now has his own reality TV show.
Gross.
Joe, I am the state, Arpaio, is now receiving protection from other branches of the government against troublemakers who dared to oppose his regime. According to the story, sheriff's deputies and county protective service officers, this is also from the East Valley Tribune, arrested two men and two women in the middle of a meeting when they stood and applauded a speaker who criticized Arpaio. Joe Nelson, Jason Odner, Monica Sonscherfer, and Christy Thielen are all charged with suspicion of disorderly conduct. That's a new one. Normally it's just plain old disorderly conduct, but suspicion of disorderly conduct?
What does that mean?
We suspect you're being disorderly. That's a crime, apparently, in Arpaio's regime. Also, they were charged with trespassing, according to a sheriff spokesbureaucrat. Mr. Odner, one of the four arrestees, is the member of the anti-Arpaio group Maricopa Citizens for Safety and Accountability, said the group's director. The other three are members of the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. The trio frequently has participated with members during the group's anti-Arpaio campaign. So according to this story, the critics of Joe Arpaio are still under fire in Maricopa County. We know that he brought charges a little while ago against the newspapermen there for revealing his home address, which is public information, as if I'm recalling the story correctly. And where were these people when they stood up? Well, according to the story, it was a board of county supervisors meeting, which sounds to me like a public forum. I mean, don't the county bureaucrats make a big deal about how, well, see, we are all open here. You can come in here. It's an open door policy. Come on in. Public, yeah. See, come on into our meeting. But when you stand up and you critique the sheriff, they have you arrested. Suspicion of disorderly conduct now. How about conspiracy to be disorderly? How about that one? Where's that one? I mean, is that coming soon? 1-800-259-9231. In all, I mean, this is just madness. But yet it continues to go on, unabated. What do you do when the sheriff himself is corrupt? How do you acquire justice from a man who is inherently unjust? Is it possible?
A lot of money, legal fees. It's a terrible process to take on something like that.
This man's entrenched. There are entire groups that have been designated to oppose this guy. People hate this man. They'll do anything they can to get him out of office, but yeah, he's still there. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you should shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you shop through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's not really the holiday shopping season anymore because, well, the stores are closed and there's no way in hell you're going to get anything delivered for Christmas at this point, obviously, being Christmas Eve. But you got gift certificates, you got some money for Christmas, maybe Grandma and Grandpa cut you a check, and you're looking to buy some stuff after Christmas, take advantage of after Christmas price breaks and discounts, or just the fact that you got some extra cash. Spend it at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Get that stuff you've been waiting for, that you didn't get under the tree, you didn't get from your family members who bought you gifts. And of course, if they were smart, they probably gave you money. So you could shop at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You can shop in over 41 categories. You can purchase used items. Maybe you need to save a few bucks on your purchase. Go used. Save a few bucks, and still, you'll be helping Free Talk Live. If you enter through that link, which is amazon.freetalklive.com. By the way, I'm looking here at the story about Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe, down in Maricopa County, and I was originally reading a post over at the Lou Rockwell blog. This story doesn't say the protesters were charged with suspicion of disorderly yes, it does. They were charged with suspicion of disorderly conduct and apparently also suspicion of trespassing or trespassing, and what they did was they stood and applauded a speaker at a meeting of county bureaucrats, the county board of supervisors, who criticized the sheriff. They were then ordered to leave, and because they refused, they were arrested. So targeting political opponents, not uncommon in Maricopa County, and let me tell you, it's not uncommon anywhere else in this country. If you make a stink, if you make a big deal...
It's the case everywhere in the world, almost.
It's probably true. If you make yourself noticeable as somebody who's against the current system, there is a good chance they will do something to you. And it doesn't necessarily have to involve civil disobedience, or in this case, standing and applauding at a meeting. It doesn't have to involve action like that. It can be that you're using their system. Because it's when they'll tell you, on one hand, you could go to these county bureaucrats, you can complain, you can say, well, I don't like this law, I don't like the fact that you're putting people in jail cells without actually hurting other people, without them hurting other people, I don't like these consensual crimes like drug possession. You need to stop doing these things. Well, you should work to change the law. That's what you need to do. The system's in place. You need to vote. You need to run candidates. Work to change the law. That's what they say. But then the reality is, when people actually go through that process, as you discovered, Julia, when people go through the process of working within the system, they get targeted. So now for you, I mean, they threatened you with 3 to 7 years in prison after you decided to be generous with your paychecks, as if you were to be the city councilor that you were running for, you were going to give your paychecks to voters. They threatened you over that.
7 years in prison is what they threatened me with. And as if that's reasonable at all. I don't think anyone could agree with that.
Punishment doesn't fit the crime, that's for sure. But they had no qualms with threatening you. And it could have been worse. I mean, they were certainly doing some digging and trying to make you look bad. It was just nasty. It just getting involved in the process, I don't think, protects you in any way.
I'm traumatized for life, I think.
Well, a lot of people will say that, well, the political system is safe. And it probably is a little more safe as far as if you're just a voter. Yeah, if you're going out and voting, nobody's really going to care what you're doing.
It's not so safe if you want to join their club.
But yeah, if you all of a sudden decide you want to actually run for office, then the hammer comes down. If you're a local business owner, look out, because you'll all of a sudden find that the various different inspectors will be showing up at your door to find problems with your business all of a sudden where they weren't there before. So there are all kinds of political ways for them to come after you. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't do this. Obviously, there are people that have it in their mind to do the political thing. I just think that...
good luck.
Well, you're not going to do it anymore, that's for sure.
No, you have to be crazy to do it. I would advise everyone not to, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, then people ask, well, what should they do?
I don't know.
Well, so I think civil disobedience is helpful. I think if we have a certain critical mass of people doing that, then there's nothing they can do at that point. Then they become completely impotent.
I do like that idea.
But that takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of courage, and we're not quite there yet. But over time, maybe we will be. Julia, you had a story. Speaking of civil disobedience.
That's right. The signs, which were put up by pranksters in and around Nottingham, this is out of England, obviously, are designed to look official. They feature a toilet sign and the words in words that include public urination permitted after 7:30 p.m. Nottingham City Council is now urging the public to ignore the notices as it sets about removing them. The prank also featured a laminated notice headed with the logo of the Nottingham City Council, which said that the scheme was aimed at reducing the mess faced by residents outside their homes. A spokesperson for the authority said, "It's an offense to urinate in public, and these signs have been put up illegally for whatever reason. We would urge people to ignore them. Otherwise, they could find themselves inadvertently facing a prosecution." Now, to me, prosecution for peeing on the side of a building seems a little unnecessary. And it seems like it would be the business's responsibility to keep people, like nasty people, out off of their property. I mean, where I work, if there's a bum or something hanging out up front, we'll go up front and ask him to leave.
Well, I would hope that they only posted the signs on government buildings.
I don't know.
That's what if I was behind that, I certainly would do that. I think it's a fun idea. I love the idea. And what really upsets the bureaucrats is the impersonation of authority.
Exactly. That's what I think is so funny. I don't think that peeing in the streets is good. I think it's kind of nasty, exactly, and I certainly would not encourage that. But I think it's funny that they put these signs up and made them look official. The notice also reads, "In an attempt to reduce late-night public nuisance during the holiday period, the Nottingham City Council has designated several public urination areas across the city. The urination area will be cleaned daily between the hours of 5 and 6 a.m. And that's just made up. But I think it's a hilarious prank, and it just points out the absurdity of these laws, A. And I don't know, I find making fun of their logos and their official signs and stuff to be very amusing.
Well, they don't like it because if somebody believes that that's true, if they believe that that's a real legitimate government sign, it sort of undermines their veil of legitimacy to some extent, and they don't want people out there copying they don't want them copying their logo. They will get very upset about that. I think one of the greatest weapons that we in the liberty movement have against the state is laughter and making fun of the government bureaucrats, because it's easy to take them seriously because they are violent and they are dangerous, and that is a very serious thing. But at the same time, if you can laugh at them, if you can look at what they're doing and point out its absurdity and get other people to realize that and make an ass of the government, that really grinds at them, because they want nothing more than to be taken seriously. They want people to respect them. They want people to believe in them. And in order for people to believe that the government has whatever the hell authority actually is, I think it's just men with guns, but people believe it's something more than that. They want people to believe in their system so badly, anything that threatens that is a major threat to them. They will see that and then target that and go after it with a vengeance, because people laughing at them is really bad news. I mean, can you imagine? Judge Burke here in Keene said that my actions in the courtroom of being disrespectful threatened the administration of justice because other people might see me doing it. That's what he said in the order on the contempt of court charges. So it's one of the reasons why he's mandating that everybody sit down and stand up when they say sit down and stand up, because people seeing that kind of disobedience really starts to put questions in people's heads. When the regular people are sitting in that courtroom and they see people refusing to stand for the judge, it makes them wonder, what is going on? Something is really strange here. And they'll ask questions. Downstairs, when we were downstairs later, people will come downstairs and say, what were you guys doing up there? And that gives us the opportunity to tell them. Can you imagine if people started laughing at him in his courtroom, or laughed at the government bureaucrats, or laughed at the city councilors?
His head would explode.
They couldn't handle it. You're absolutely right. So more power to the pranksters in this case. You're right, Julia. It's kind of a nasty prank, but it's great.
It's hilarious. I hope they only put it on government buildings, so like people are peeing outside the city council chambers or whatever.
Another one that I like is, and it seems kind of childish on its face, was the chalking of the courthouse here in Keene. There were about a dozen activists who at one time went and chalked a bunch of phrases and silly things on the side of the courthouse, and we had somebody came by at 8 in the morning the next day. It was a Sunday that they chalked all the stuff on there, so nobody was around. Man, they washed that stuff off as soon as they got there that morning. You know that really ticked them off, too.
Yes.
Having to actually go out and do some work, you know, turn on a hose and spray it. So if you could do chalkings on government buildings where they don't have easy access to a hose, oh, that would really grind at them. We'll see you tomorrow for the live Christmas edition of the show, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.